A week after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit the Caribbean nation of Haiti, residents are still reeling from the devastating disaster that killed more than 2,000 people. Crowds gathered around distribution sites as they waited for the delivery of desperately needed food supplies. Aid is trickling into the hardest hit southwest region, and on Friday, some residents were seen taking food out of trucks before they reached distribution sites. Those injured by the earthquake are still being brought into hospitals, and some medical centers are overwhelmed by the number of patients are ferrying people to the capital, Port-au-Prince. For more on Haiti's efforts to assist survivors of the earthquake, NewsHour Weekend's Yvette Feliciano spoke with Dr. Jean Pop, director of the Gueskio Center, who has been on the front lines of many of Haiti's calamities.
Dr. Pop, since the 1970s, you have been on the front lines of Haiti's ever-changing public health crises and climate disasters, from the early days of the AIDS epidemic to the 2010 earthquake. How do those experiences help you and your team at Gueskio in a moment like this?
I think it's been very helpful. It's unfortunate for our country. It's another very sad day for Haiti. But for us, it brought a lot of experience, because every single time there's been a catastrophe, we have learned from it. We've learned, for instance, that you need to bring surgical services as early as possible. That's essential. You'll have multiple bone fractures. You'll have head fractures, multiple head trauma. You'll have abdominal trauma. And you need to take care of those very, very, very fast. So the other thing that's essential is the fact that you have a lot of people who lost their home, and they have no place to go. So when you admit them in a hospital, you care for them, then after that, they cannot go anywhere. They have no home. And what we did at our site, where I'm talking from right now in Port-au-Prince, was that we had a structure for recovery. And we help people stay there a little longer than they would stay in a normal recovery room, but enough so that we could, in the meantime, arrange for them to have a decent place to stay.
Dr. Pop, I know that your team works very closely with the Immaculate Conception Hospital in Lakai, which is the largest public health hospital in the region that was most impacted by the earthquake. What are you hearing from your contacts on the ground? What's the situation there right now?
Well, I think that they have done a fantastic job. The first 2 days were hectic because they were having a lot of people coming in and they were short of staff. But since they've had 12 orthopedic surgeons that have been coming and they are helping the three hospitals in the area, that has helped a lot. Now, the situation, as you know, is the fact that they are having aftershocks. And yesterday there was one that was particularly violent because I felt it in my office in Port-au-Prince. So when you have that situation, people have to evacuate all the buildings. And because of the tropical storm Grace, many people could not stay outside in the rain. They had no shelter. So they had to take a chance to get inside damaged building that could collapse at any time. So those are the dangers.
This is all happening during a time of political instability as well as the coronavirus pandemic. What are your top concerns in this moment?
The political concern, of course, is important. But fortunately, I must say that I see Haitians, like they did after the 2010 earthquake, are concentrating on helping the victims. So this is good, and I hope it continues. In addition, I think that we have a good prime minister who happens to be a neurosurgeon. So he is well aware. He's been very active in the 2010 earthquake. He used to operate people, has a great heart, used to operate 2 people for us for free. So he understands the situation. So I think he's leading the country in the right direction. I hope people in the opposition will join hand with him so that we have more stability.
How can people outside of Haiti, particularly in the U.S., help to provide survival support during this time?
They are serious organizations. I think the University of Miami, that has been a key partner of Gescu during the 2010 earthquake is again doing a great job. They have every day a 4 p.m. Zoom conversation where we talk with everybody, and we are able to assemble air support. A lot of companies like UPS are helping food for the poor, etc. So it links everybody together. That's another great way to help. And if you go to various websites, you can find ways to help institutions that are credible, that are going to help directly the people who are impacted.
Dr. Jean Pap of Gescu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Yvette. Very nice seeing you.